אנגלית, שאלון זין, מודיול ג'י גרסה א', חורף תשע"א, 2011. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Telemedicine, the future of healthcare. One day last summer, Charlie Mason felt a sharp pain in his back. An engineer on a freighter in the middle of the ocean, Mason couldn't jump into his car and rush to the doctor. But the nurse in the ship's clinic could get in touch with a doctor thousands of miles away. With the help of an internet video camera, he gave her instructions and watched while she performed an examination under his guidance. His verdict? Mason needed an urgent operation. A helicopter was sent to transport him to the hospital. Since the mid-1990s, telemedicine, medical consultation via computer, has been expanding at a rapid pace in the USA, and it is now a multi-million dollar industry. While such spectacular growth may give the impression that telemedicine is a new development, this is not the case. As early as 1967, for instance, a major hospital in Boston set up a telemedicine unit at Logan Airport outside the city to provide health services to airport employees as well as emergency care for travelers by means of a two-way audio-visual system. And it has been more than 20 years since physicians in the USA used a similar system to help treat the victims of a massive earthquake in Armenia, demonstrating that telemedicine can also be a valuable tool in international rescue efforts. The present growth in telemedicine in the USA is being spurred by the dramatic decline in the number of doctors, particularly specialists, outside urban centers. Thanks to recent technological advances, telemedicine can now provide comprehensive health care services to those Americans who live in rural communities, a full 20% of the population, according to government statistics. In addition, it is now enabling doctors in different locations to work together effectively, whether they are consulting on the treatment of a specific patient or collaborating on a research project. Nevertheless, opinions on telemedicine remain divided. Some healthcare experts are worried that if doctors don't meet patients face-to-face, they might miss subtle signs which are crucial for an accurate evaluation of their condition. Others claim that the prohibitive cost of the technology put telemedicine beyond the reach of smaller medical centers, whose clients could well benefit from the access to additional physicians and services. Dr. Olivia Blaine, a pioneer of telemedicine, dismisses these concerns. Don't forget, we live in the computer age, and online diagnosis is a skill doctors can acquire quite easily, she says. And the price of the technology is going down all the time. In fact, she believes that remote healthcare via the internet will eventually become the norm, with people routinely connecting with their doctors by computer. If she's right, then going to see the doctor may soon have a totally different meaning. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 4, 5, and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. The purpose of the story in lines 1 to 6 is to 1. Describe the technological advances in telemedicine. 2. Present the different uses of telemedicine. 3. Present a situation in which telemedicine was helpful. 4. Describe medical conditions that often require telemedicine. 2. Complete the sentence. Both examples in lines 7 to 16 are given in order to show that 3. Complete the sentence. The information given about specialists in lines 17 and 18 explains why telemedicine 4. What are we told about telemedicine in lines 17 to 23? 1. What research is being done on it? 2. How doctors benefit from it? 3. What people think of it? 4. How the government supports it? 5. What does the writer mean by the word nevertheless in line 24? 1. In spite of the international use of telemedicine. 2. In spite of the government's statistics on telemedicine. 3. In spite of the opinions about telemedicine. 4. In spite of the advantages of telemedicine. 6. How could the use of telemedicine become more common? Give 2 different answers. Base your answers on lines 24 to 35. Complete the sentences. 1. More medical centers might use telemedicine if the technology... 2. More doctors might use telemedicine if they... 7. What is Dr. Blaine's expectation for the future? 1. Fewer people will consult a doctor. 2. Many people will consult several doctors. 3. Most people won't go to the doctor's office. 4. People will need a doctor more often. Part 2. Written presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 8. A teen magazine has asked readers to write on the following topic. It is often said that people's opinions and attitudes are greatly influenced by the media, TV, newspapers, internet. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? Write a passage for the magazine stating and explaining your opinion. You may use examples to support your position. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה!